Welcome to the Attribution Playbook. If you're hearing this, you're about to stand up attribution for a customer or build a piece of it, and this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. Fair warning, this is the most maintenance-heavy motion we run, but it's also the one that finally lets a marketing team prove where their pipeline comes from. We'll walk the 4 phases: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. Here's the one idea to lock in before anything else. Attribution answers 2 different questions with 2 different fields. Lead source answers. What did they do? It's the action that got them into the CRM. They registered for a webinar. They filled out a demo request. They attended an event. Channel answers, where did they come from? It's the path that drove them to take that action. A LinkedIn ad, sales outbound, organic search, a partner. Think of a house. The lead source is the garage. The room they ended up in. The channel is the door they walked in through. Same webinar, but one person came from a paid ad and another from a sales invite. Keep those 2 questions separate and everything else clicks into place. Blueprint is where you win or lose this. Start with 1 question for the exec team. What decisions do you want this attribution model to drive? That answer sets your depth. Some leaders just want to know if events produce pipeline. Others want to know which platform drives the highest converting webinar signups. Don't over-engineer for a team that only needs the top line. Then map where data actually enters their system today. Lead list uploads, rep-created contacts, web forms, event lists, partner registrations. That entry map becomes your list of lead sources and channels. We give them our standard taxonomy as a starting point, then tailor it. 3 levels of granularity. A grouping, the source or channel itself, and the detail underneath. And 1 non-negotiable for 2026. Add AI and AEO sources. Generative engine referrals from ChatGPT, Perplexity, and the rest are real traffic now, and the old playbooks miss them entirely. Build has 2 halves. First, the data capture. Fine, because if the touch isn't tagged, it doesn't exist. UTMs go on everything. Restricted to an agreed pick list so you don't end up with 100 spellings of LinkedIn. Then the custom tracking code. When someone lands with no UTMs, it reads the last referring site and writes the source, so fake direct traffic becomes real attribution. Second, the field package. First touch, MQL touch, and latest touch, each stamping lead source and channel. Latest is the living value on a locked pick list. Original gets stamped once, when the record is new. And for multi-touch, you add every interaction to a campaign and report off-campaign membership. On the opportunity, stamp from the primary contact, then cut over carefully, like any of our builds. Enable is where attribution survives. Contact with a real team. The number one message, this is not set it and forget it. Every new source, campaign, or channel needs UTMs and a home in the taxonomy, or you lose visibility. Teach the manual motions. The rep who meets someone at a booth has to log that lead list, or it looks like sales outbound forever. Ship the docs, the audio brief, and keep a living change log of every active value, so when you deprecate one, you can find the links that still use it. Maintain is the honest part. Attribution generates more ongoing work than almost anything we run. Some teams have a whole role, just keeping paid social attribution correct. Watch for the classics. Empty data masquerading as direct traffic, untracked event leads, cookie denials, and stale UTM values still live in old links. Revisit on events. A new channel, a new event type, and on a clock, with a quarterly audit against the change log. So, don't over-engineer. Anchor on the 2 questions, tag every touch the moment it lands, and give the client a taxonomy they can actually maintain. Open the repo, read the agent's file, run the blueprint checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.